G'day, welcome to Partakers Monday Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy to hear what they are sharing with us today at the start of this new week. Over to you, Jim.
You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. We find that verse in Jeremiah 29 and verse 13. So, just for a few moments this morning, I'd like to talk to you about commitment. Recently, in our local church, we discussed the subject of commitment. It was interesting to note, as people spoke what their idea of commitment was, and the various hindrances to such an ideal relationship with God. Even more recently, I was listening to a series on the law of God and its place in our lives today, as Christians. I was pleasantly surprised to hear a seasoned pastor give his thoughts on what the law should mean to us today living under grace. He said, we should not shrink away from the law, saying it's too frightening, too high for me to attain, but rather to treat it like a friend. Really? You may say. I thought I was now under grace and do not have to look at the law anymore to attempt to be saved in the keeping of the law. Yes, that's true. But wait a minute. Hasn't it any other usage? Was it only given to shut our mouths from saying, I can live perfectly and keep the law to satisfy God and enter heaven that way? Doesn't Romans chapter 3 show me that? The Bible says the law is good. And if it's good, then we should be trying to live by the law for the glory of God first and foremost, our own spiritual health and the spiritual health of others, shouldn't we? We have received the Holy Spirit to strengthen and encourage us to do so. But to what degree will he help us? What standard, may I ask you, do you set yourself each day? Are you and I really wanting to be fully committed, or do we keep saying to ourselves, well, we can't do it, so we'll just struggle along and keep on saying sorry when we fail, trusting the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us anew each time? Today, we have to admit there are countless enticements that pull us away from a fully surrendered life. It's my firm belief that second only to salvation, the fully surrendered life is the most important aspect of the Christian life. To truly know God. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Notice the word all. Sadly, very few of us ever experience this close relationship with God, do we? This isn't meant to discourage, but to convict. Conviction is a wonderful gift from God, used to turn the heart back to him. The Puritans had an interesting phrase. The same sun that melts the wax hardens the clay. In the same way, we can allow the word of God to soften our hearts, or we can resist and become hard as stone. How many can truly say like Jeremiah did, his word is in my heart like a fire. A fire shut up in my bones. I'm weary of holding it in. Indeed, I can't. That's Jeremiah 20 and verse 9, if you want to look it up. How many have truly experienced Jesus' words in John 7:38? Oh, what a wonderful promise it is. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. How many can truly relate to times of refreshing? Found in Acts chapter 3 and 19, where we read, repent and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. How many really understand what John the Baptist was referring to when he cried, after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize, immerse you, overwhelm you with the Holy Spirit and with fire, Matthew 3:11. Those who hold Christian beliefs often embrace one of two extremes when it comes to the power of the Spirit. I read recently, and it's quite true, at one extreme are those who embrace pure emotionalism and hysteria. If it's odd, it's God. All weird behaviour is excused. The other extreme resembles a cemetery. There's no living, vibrant spiritual life taking place. The church can be dead, cold and lifeless. If you talk of the Spirit's power, it's either dismissed or ridiculed. Both extremes are wrong and offer a false impression of genuine Christianity. That writer is absolutely right, isn't he? May we be encouraged from Scripture to seek the Lord with all our hearts and ask to be filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit's living water, so that we spill over and cannot keep it to ourselves, to either proclaim Christ and to live lives which shine for Jesus. Think about it. Have a good day.
Gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we bow humbly before you, the Lord God Almighty, thanking you so much for putting up with us when we say more of self and less of you in our lives. May we desire with all our hearts to want to live totally committed lives before you and live consistently to your praise and glory. Help us not to be nervously looking at the law of God, and help us to see it as a friend. If we say we are on the victory side, then help us to show to others outside the church, as well as new believers, that we are truly victorious and that God is powerfully working in our lives. Help others to view us as different in such a way as to see we have a confidence in God and for us. Jesus is surely alive. Our prayer is for them to desire to know God too. Amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.